This podcast is brought to you by The Province.
The Province Sports Podcast.
Welcome to Province Sports Radio. It's Tuesday, May 10th, and for the third time, Patrick Johnston, Steve Ewan.
Still May 10th.
Are you feeling it? Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Born ready?
Born ready.
Bit cranky?
A little bit cranky, but I'll
hate technology?
I just hate everything right now, but that's all right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You got a headliners game tonight.
Yeah, I'm cranky today.
How did headliners go last week? I don't think we discussed that.
One.
You won?
Yeah, one. We beat Ben Ludwig's team.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, I like Ben.
Ben's a good egg.
Ben is good people. Doesn't mean I don't.
Well, you're there to win.
Just like to win.
What's on your mind? I mean, there's you know, the Giants have moved to Langley.
They're on the lookout for a coach. The Kelowna Rockets also are on the lookout for a coach, as are the Portland Winterhawks and the Prince George Cougars. So with the degree of difficulty with Portland parting ways with Brad Ralph yesterday, degree of difficulty for the Giants just went up.
Nice use of reference to your other sport. One of your other sports, figure skating.
Oh, there you
degree
go.
Degree of difficulty.
Yeah, that wasn't the intention, but I'll.
I like it. Well, I'll you think it. About it.
I'll take it.
No, seriously though, I mean the WHL coaching carousel.
Yes.
Always, I suppose, an interesting one to watch. Mm-hmm. How many of these guys are going to be guys you've never heard of before?
I think you're seeing guys that want to be head coaches in the NHL think about coming here from assistant coaching jobs. Jamie Compen, it's Kompon.
You know more than me.
Compen, who was the guy in Portland, was a former assistant coach that came down looking to get some head coaching experience, and now he's back in the hopper. Could be a guy that winds up somewhere else after parting ways with Portland.
Could he end up here?
All bets are off right now.
Could Steve Ewan end up coaching the
Steve Ewan will not be coaching the Vancouver Giants.
No.
I will guarantee that. That's the one thing I will guarantee.
That's all you know.
That's all I'm willing to guarantee at this juncture.
Is there anything left to be said about the Vancouver Giants coaching and GM situation? I feel like maybe we've run out of thoughts.
Well, no, I think now that Kelowna is into the fray, and mm-hmm. I think that Mark Crawford was a guy they coveted, and I think he is spoken for now with Ottawa. And the more I think about it, Mike Johnson, another guy they coveted, is going to go to Portland, or the more I believe. So I think that could speed up the process. I don't think they're going to wait around now.
So who is it?
That's a good question. I think they've talked to guys like Mark Hollick, who was the former coach in Prince George. Glenn Hanlon's name has gone around.
Is he still in town?
Lives in Point Roberts, I believe.
Okay.
Jay McKee was a name who's a coach in the Alberta League.
Jay McKee, like the former NHL defenseman?
And Spruce Grove. I
think it's liked his game.
I think it's a different guy.
Different Jay McKee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
You know what? I assume it's a different Jay McKee. I don't know.
How many Jay McKees can there be?
I don't know.
How many Steve Ewans could there be?
Good point.
How many Patrick Johnson? You ever Google yourself?
Yes.
What do we know about Steve Ewans?
It's not good.
Are you a criminal? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm the president of the Canadian Center for Philanthropy.
Oh, there you go.
And also, at least at one point, was an Illinois state senator.
Yes. And how's that going for you?
Well, I haven't checked in on those guys. At one point in the early days of Facebook, I thought about starting a group for only Patrick Johnsons.
Yes.
But I didn't.
Yes.
But there would have been like 12 of us.
Yes.
In the old days. Do you know Dave Ebner has 30 friends on Facebook named Dave Ebner?
I'm sure Dave Ebner does.
He long ago had this dream of having only Dave Ebner updates in his, his news feed.
Yes.
It's a special one.
Yes.
It's, yeah, it's different.
There you go. How many friends on Facebook does Eddie Lack have, do you think?
Well, That's a great question.
That's the this is my Vancouver.
We haven't done it. We haven't done an ALAC commentary in a while, have we?
No, we haven't.
My last question on you and the Giants: how excited have you been in the last few days answering people's questions about the parking situation at the LEC?
Parking there is a difficult thing. I think it is very much a problem, and I think that's something that the Giants are going to have to rectify.
Well, what are they going to possibly do?
I think they're talking about organizing better and you know, doing some other things. I talking about having the RCMP there and talking about having a company. Jay McKee is there are two of them.
Damn it!
Sorry,
it's okay. I'll be fine.
Yes.
Something you wrote about this weekend, you and I have both done some Canucks writing the last couple days, was the idea of an AHL team out here. You know, the Canucks getting on in line with, say, the Edmontons and the Calgarys of the world. With
Los Angeles
and San Jose. I find it fascinating that, that the Barracudas play, they play at the SAP Center, do they not? I think that's so interesting. How many fans do they get? I haven't actually...
From the versions I've heard, not great. Not great. I think part of the problem with doing that in a place like Rogers Arena is your parking. You would pay more for parking than you would for an AHL ticket.
That's totally true.
Yeah, so I think that makes kind of a hard sell.
I mean, it was an interesting one. The other one was, you know, you talked a bit about the Coliseum and thought about, well, in this era, no, but you know, 5 years ago, maybe. But the other thing that was interesting to me, I found myself thinking about, was the story that Gordy Mack got to write when the Giants moved, which is he actually, you know, he went and talked to the Coliseum folks, and they're like, we're going to make more money. We're going to put concerts in here, which, you know, I think was reaching for the stars because, you know, you're not going to fill every night, you know.
And I don't think Beyonce and Bruce Springsteen are coming to the Coliseum.
No, but I've seen Arcade Fire there.
Okay.
Right? You know, I mean, it's like, it's a big venue.
It's a big venue, but I think if you're coming to Vancouver, you're probably going to Rogers.
Probably.
And if you're not, and, you know, the rink that seems to get a lot of concerts in my mind is Abbotsford.
Yeah. Which is kind of why
they kind of get a lot of the second tier.
And bands for that kind of, you know, that kind of market, you know? I mean, I was.
So I you know, it's going to be, I expected the Coliseum, you know, they're not going to put their hands up and go, oh, we're screwed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But it'll be really intriguing to see how what they get in there and how they do there.
And I was going
to
say the other factor, of course, as well, is the Coliseum is not the only arena in Vancouver anymore. You know, the T-Bird has booked some stuff too. Like they had Metric a month ago.
Okay.
And, you know, they're booking bands. And like there were friends of mine that went to that show that came, like they drove from, you know, like Coquitlam. Like they went all the way across town because they wanted to go see the show.
Yeah.
So here we are. It's an entertainment podcast.
Dana G will be in here in a second.
GGP, it's a revival.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting one. I mean, I wrote about Canucks free agent targets, which is an interesting challenge unto itself.
Yeah. Because
who would come?
Yeah.
Which was kind of what I implied. I mean, these would be great. I think these would be interesting, useful signings.
I think that's the thing that I think people forget is you can talk all you want about all sorts of different guys, but there's several other teams that would be on the hunt for those same players.
Well, I think the line was from, I believe it was from the podcast. It's like, believe it or not, these players get a choice.
Yes. Yes, that's what I've, you know, Milan, I think people talking about how if he didn't go to LA, he'd automatically come here. I think there's probably some other teams that might be in front.
I thought he might go to New York. I mean, I looked at New York. I was like, there's a great situation for him. Live in New York. Pretty good team that needs some new parts.
He's got some links in Edmonton with Chiarelli there.
It would not be like that. That would kind of be for Vancouver fans. That would be the ultimate like heel move for Milan to go sign with the Oilers. Following Drake.
Yes.
Cagula.
Yes. Yes. That might move the meter a little bit.
We think he's going to LA, isn't he? You got a steak dinner on it.
I got a steak dinner on it. I'm a little surprised he's not signed already, but I think, you know, LA's got some money issues, and they're, I, they're going to play it out right as close as they can. I think they're going to try and get him down money wise and get him down term and clause wise and he's made it known he wants to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be some hard negotiating going on.
And who knows? Maybe they have a trade lined up with the team that's currently still in the NHL playoff, Stanley Cup playoffs. Stanley Cup,
yeah, who knows? I don't know. It's on the flip side. If you're his agent, don't you think about talking him into going out on the market?
I think the market's going to be really weird this year, partly because the cap's not going up all that much if it goes up.
Partly the list isn't all that interesting.
The list is I think the list is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's not amazing, but I think it's interesting. And that was kind of the point I was trying to make with my three guys the Canucks should consider. So Andrew Ladd, Kyle Poso, who everybody knows is going to be a great guy to sign.
Yeah.
Although bit of an injury challenge. Yeah. I think his only full season was the lockout season.
Okay.
But still, a first line guy, plays tough minutes, puts up points. Power forward, ticks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew Ladd, Eric Staal. I think Eric Staal is going to be an amazing value signing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had some immensely bad luck this year.
Yes.
And, in Carolina, Carolina was a weird team. Carolina was doing a lot of things that seemed really well, but weren't getting the results.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jordan Staal's still there. I mean, maybe he goes back. I think there was a bit of my understanding is a bit of falling out there when he left, so maybe he goes back because he's comfortable. But, I think somebody, I also wonder if it's going to be one of those ones where people are going to look at his sort of counting stats and say, guy's sliding. He's 31, turning 32. And, so maybe he ends up being a bargain signing, given everything.
But that's the type of guy that would go to a team that's looking for a last piece.
I think so. Yeah, I think
Not a guy that would come to a team that's.
Because in the end, like the Canucks, here's the challenge. He plays center. The Canucks already have a lot of centers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, he's a very, I mean, if you care about draws, he's very good at that.
Yeah.
And so I kind of jokingly said, how about him at center and the Sedins on the wings?
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
Because that's what happens, right? Yeah. You move guys out of their preferred lifetime position.
Yes. For Eric Staal.
For Eric Staal.
Yes.
Guy coming in.
Yes.
Henrik, you're playing right wing now.
Yes. I would be surprised if that would happen.
I would too. But you'd be an interesting player.
Yes.
And Andrew Ladd, who, there is a hometown connection there.
Mm-hmm.
As I confirm with you, Maple Ridge is what we say. Yeah. And,
one time Vancouver Giant.
One game with the Vancouver Giants. The thing that fascinates me the most with Ladd, actually, it wasn't just, Ladd's good. Very good player.
Mm-hmm.
Was looking, actually realizing how good Brian Little and Blake Wheeler have been the last couple of years. And then you kind of realize, man, the Jets are like, they could be very good. They just needed to find some more players.
They're trending then, and their young group is very good.
Yeah, right. So, I don't think he goes
Patan,
back.
Tomry,
Ehlers.
Yes.
Shifley.
Yes.
So some interesting parts there, and they're probably going to get
Tyler Myers.
They're probably going to get Lena, it's an interesting team. Anyway, Ladd is another interesting
guy. They're trending. Well, Ladd might be a last piece team, piece guy.
I mean, there's a few options out there. And
he's played some playoff games.
He has. For which team?
Yes.
I think it's an interesting market. It's not, there's no mind blowers, but there's some interesting parts out there. I mean, there are some mind blowers. Could be Steven Stamkos. We'll see what happens there.
I don't think he's coming to Vancouver.
I honestly, there was James Myrtle wrote about it on the weekend, and he kind of said, look how well they've done without, ostensibly their best forward and, probably their best defenseman.
Yes.
And they're almost in the conference final. I mean, no, they haven't had the toughest, or they are in the conference final.
Yes.
They haven't had the toughest opposition.
Still, they've
done very well without their two of their best players.
Says something about John Cooper.
It also, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, an example of a coach that really does help you win.
Yes.
And also the quality.
And a guy without a real fantastic pedigree, without a real sexy pedigree.
And the quality of the young players they have. The emergence of Durant, finally Kucherov having an incredible playoff. We remember how last year we talked about the triplets. We're not even talking about the triplets.
No.
We're talking about
Tyler Johnson is
right.
Not even on the radar right
who?
Now.
Who?
Yes.
And Hedman. And you know, again, a reminder of how important it is to have young guys, the middle class, as you always talk about, and an elite number one defenseman. And a good goalie. Ben Bishop's been fantastic.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they've, you know, who I don't think a lot of people were taking Tampa Bay Lightning guys in their pool after Stamkos got
right. Right. Yeah. And I guess, you know, if we sit back and we now look at the options for that Stanley Cup final, the NHL is sitting here going, oh, God, in terms of TV.
Oh.
And the Raptors. I mean, as someone else pointed out, I think it was yesterday. Boy, Rogers sure must be feeling great about that 5.9 or whatever it is billion-dollar contract with the Raptors just destroying on TV.
Yes.
Even apparently, I didn't watch last night's game, but apparently that game was just miserable.
I hate to admit it, but the NBA has turned me off ever since the Grizzlies left. I'm one of those guys.
You're one of those bitter Vancouver.
One of those bitter Vancouver.
Sorry,
Howard.
Daniel Stern. You'd like a word with Daniel Stern?
No, I wouldn't even give him the time.
Ooh. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's strange to me. It's like they weren't even here.
Well, they weren't.
Right?
I used to go to games. I had a good time. Although most of the time it was because, you know, I was in high school and Orca Bay for both the Canucks and the Grizzlies had a deal with schools that you could sign up to sell 50-50 and you would get some portion of the proceeds sort of donated to your school sports program or whatever.
Okay.
So Kits had kids at like every game.
Yeah.
Randy Coots.
Randy Coots. Yeah.
You know, Hey, Coots, can I sign up? Oh, no, it's already full. You know, he'd send some kids. So there'd be kids going every game.
Yeah.
And he'd give his whole lecture about you representing the school and do your best. And, so I would go to Grizzlies games because it was free.
Yeah.
And 50% off food. And what does a teenager like more than a deal? Nothing.
Free and food.
That's why free and food. Free and cheap food.
Two of my favorite F words.
But I remember the one time maybe the last time I paid for Grizzlies games was miserable. They lost to Golden State.
Of course they did.
Not current Golden State, of course, but Antoine Jameson, Golden State.
Chris Mullin.
Was he still playing? I'm trying to think when he retired, but yeah. And they were awful.
Spreewell?
Might have been.
Might have been Spreewell.
They were miserable.
Yes.
And I basically didn't go back. I would listen to them on the radio. What was the play-by-play guy's name? Don Poyer.
Don Poyer.
Just hit me. Jonathan and I were trying to remember his name the other day. Him and Jay Triano. Don Poyer, the Grizzlies were getting screwed.
Yes.
Every play.
Yes. Yeah.
That guy was one of the most passionate salesmen of Vancouver basketball. The late Don Poyer.
I can't believe how lucky we were to grow up with Jim Robson. Those of us who grew up with
Jim Robson. I got a good dose. Oh, yeah.
And Houston and you know, Shorthouse. I even like Shorthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He's fair.
He's fair. I mean, he's got a job. He's got a job to do.
Yeah, compared to some of the...
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes. The other team could... Their team could never take a penalty. I think the Colorado guys are kind of amazing.
Yeah.
There's some dirty hits.
Oh.
They're the Hawk Harrelsons of hockey.
I wasn't gonna name names, but yeah.
I think he's retired. I was watching a White Sox game.
It wasn't him? Yeah, I don't know.
MLB TV, man. Best value in sports.
There you go.
Anyway,
how's your fantasy team?
Oh, I don't know. Steve, it's difficult times.
Why is that?
I just, you know, nothing. It's one of those ones. I'm in a bit of a rut. Like, some of the guys that I need to hit, like Pujols.
Yes.
He's not having a great year so far. You know, my outfielders mostly are doing okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jed Lowry last night. Jed Lowry. I was given Cesar Hernandez from the Phillies a run at second base. Anyway, Lowry's now qualified at second base, so he's my second baseman. So I slide him in. I got Justin Turner playing third base. So, you know, things are looking up this week. And Jed Lowry goes and hits a ball off his foot at Fenway last night.
Duh.
Went for x-rays.
Duh.
So it's just not. And, you know, like, I had to roll the dice on a couple pictures. I think things are going to come around.
Okay.
It's just a bit of a rut right now.
Yeah,
right. I got Jose Berrios up now, so feeling good about that.
Yeah, he was supposed to be legit.
He was destroying AAA. So,
and Story is still
the story.
Yes,
and I got Semien. He's doing well.
Yes, So you're strong up the middle.
And Gomez, like Cargo, like Carlos Gomez, you know, has not had a good start to the year. Finally stole base last night. So, yeah. You know, I'm there just looking for the positives.
There you go.
How about you?
Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve.
You have Correa?
I have Correa and Corey Sager.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember you said Sager. I completely missed that you had Correa. That's
it. And I got him. I got him both for a buck.
Is this a keeper league?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got Correa for a buck?
He was a prospect pick, so you get the prospect picks for 5 years at a buck.
Oh, no matter what?
No matter what. So somebody else drafted him, and I ended up trading for him.
Interesting.
So I we have three spots up the middle, second short, and a MI, and I have Sager, Correa, and Altuve.
Nice.
And I think Altuve was about $17.
That's a great pick for 17.
So to have those.
How many teams in this league?
14.
Okay, that's a nice size.
Yeah, it's 14, but there's no cuts, right? So you whoever you get in free agency in the draft.
That's it. So if you get injured, you're
you have to trade. You have to trade your way out. So most of us have.
So do you have huge benches?
Like I have 46 guys. Or something.
Oh wow!
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's a great pool. You get one every year in free agency. You get one 4 year guy, and then the next five guys you get a three, a 2+ option, a 2, a 1+ option, and then a 1.
Okay.
And then you work your contracts that way, and then there's a prospect draft with guys with X number of at bats or X numbers of innings pitched. So. And those guys are 5 year guys for a buck. So I've got Korea for another 2 years at a nice. Buck, and then I've got
and then it goes up.
Then he goes into free agency.
Oh, he goes
and
back.
He'll be like a $25 guy or something
at least.
Yeah, it's a $200 pool. Sorry, a $200 salary cap.
Okay, interesting. How long have you guys been doing this?
Year 12. This is the, Terry McKeg pool.
Right. It's going to go for 12 years and this like a lot. Has it been this elaborate since day one?
It's pretty.
That's impressive.
Yeah. You know, head to head rather than,
right. But if, I mean, building the team is the challenging part.
Free agency is like Christmas for me. Free agency, next to Christmas is my favorite day of the year. So. But yeah, no, I'm doing quite well, and I've got AJ Pollock sitting on my bench all year right now. But I've got I got Arrieta 3 years ago, 3 years ago at a buck. So I've got him. I got him one more year.
Nice.
So I've got Arrieta and Kluber. And
safe to say you've been doing your research.
Yeah, Rich Hill I got this year.
Nice.
Kenton Maeda was my the Dodger pitcher.
Oh yeah.
So he was my one prospect pick.
Now, are you a guy that still reads the magazines, or are you just reading FanGraphs all day?
Magazine guy.
Yeah.
That's another big big day every year and figuring out. But yeah, there's 14 guys and probably 7 or 8 are just hardcore kind of.
And you're one of them. Or are you the king of the hardcore?
I do okay. I made a couple of bucks.
You hold your own.
I made a couple of bucks.
Speaking of holding your own,
Ben Ludwig's in the pool. Second Ben Ludwig mentioned.
Of course he is.
Brooks McNiven, Cav.
Is he really?
Yeah, Cav.
What's Brooks do now?
Brooks is a teacher in West Van.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh. Also plays softball with us.
I think you'd mentioned that. That's right. Yeah.
Darren Watts is in the pool.
Nice.
Cav Whiteley's in the pool. I'm trying to think of other UBC baseball guys.
A blast from the past.
Huh? We've got a bunch of the.
No wonder it's the Terry McKeag Memorial.
Yes. Just to be clear, Terry McKeag is still with us.
He really likes it when it gets called a memorial.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of the name of the league, but
especially since he's in it.
He's no longer in
it. Oh, is he no longer in it?
He is retired from
fantasy baseball. So it is the Terry McKeag Memorial.
He is retired from fantasy baseball. This might be the most fun podcast I've ever had.
Well, there's been no botch mentions yet.
Yeah.
But we won't do that.
We won't do that.
I did enjoy him telling his story.
About his hand?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Yes. Wait, his story.
Well, it's roughly similar to what I'd heard already. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
He fought somebody. I'm going with that. This whole
was it you?
Falling was not me. I'm not bruised up. I think Botch could throw down if he had to.
Oh, absolutely.
I think if you were picking toughest province sports guy that you wouldn't want to fight,
Botch.
Oh yeah.
Well, maybe Spencer Kite.
Oh, are we counting? Yeah, maybe if we're counting him.
He watches a lot of people fighting.
Yeah, he's probably got some some holds through osmosis.
Botch for sure.
Yeah. Outside, Howard Samura.
I was going to say, Howie, I would be afraid of.
Foreign object in the trunks guy.
Yeah, and intensity.
Yeah.
Like, just intensity.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Outside of me, I'd be last, but who'd be second last? Weber. He wouldn't want to mess up his hair. That's where I'm going.
Kuzma's selling drinks. He's just bartending over on the side.
Yeah.
Willis is at the bar.
Yeah.
They're just like, what are these idiots doing? Yeah.
Why are these guys fighting? They're not good in fighting. And J-Mac's running around with his hands over his eyes.
Oh, why?
No conflict. No conflict.
Chapman's making fun of him.
Yeah. There we go.
Done.
We got it all figured out.
Good. Okay. Well, that's an interesting segue because I wanted to ask you. These long time, the 25 years now, street hockey games that you've been involved in.
Yes.
Do you guys ever have
fights? I missed 5 or 6 years when it was 5 or 6 years when I was hurt.
Doesn't matter.
So I
saw pictures of you as a curly haired young man.
Yes, as a much more.
Tenth and Fraser, folks, if you haven't seen, I linked to it in the Monday morning skate.
Uh-huh. We had our Stanley Stick final a couple of Sundays ago.
Young Ewan. Dixon Tam.
Dixon Tam no longer plays, but he
was
play.
Involved.
He did play it.
Young Ewan here. Somebody wrote about it. It wasn't you, was it?
Mario Bartel.
Okay. In former... 10th of the Fraser, nice U.S. blog.
Yeah.
Neat little story about these guys who've been playing.
Started out as a media league.
Yeah.
And then everybody brought a buddy.
Yeah.
And now there's two media guys left. And I had missed about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. But you guys have been playing for 25 years.
Every Sunday. Yeah.
It's awesome.
There's some highly skilled guys.
Have there been fights?
There's never been a full on.
But there's been disagreements?
There's been pushing and shoving.
Some stick swinging?
Pushing and shoving. There was periods during the 25 years where things were quite rough.
And what are you usually? Forward, defenseman? What do you play? Goalie?
I'm a
goalie?
Defender.
Okay. Stopping things.
I am a defender.
Were you always a defensive guy?
Yes. It's a three on three.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a pretty good level. Website at roadhockey.net.
That's right. Yeah, that was one. You guys actually secured it, or I assume for a long time ago you secured that.
I'm Mario Bartel, who is the organizer and the head of said event, and the guy that wrote it in the blog, is in charge of all that.
I think it's great.
It's great fun. I was thrilled to come back this year.
And as I wrote yesterday, it is one of the great things of my childhood. I loved mm-hmm. We played street hockey in front of our house every day, every summer, forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I suggest to parents, just kick your kids outside. Tell them to sort themselves out. Give them a stick. They can go figure it out.
Trying to think of guys that have come out that you would know. BMAC. Brad McDonald has been out.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think we got anybody else out.
No Botch?
Botch has not been out. I've tried to get Scott Rintel out, but have failed so far. So
he would dominate.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Ludwig?
Ben Ludwig has not been out. Mm. Ben Ludwig has not been out. Yeah. Mm.
Well, this segues into our Sunday barbecue.
Okay.
I know who I'm inviting. He's probably not coming, but I know who I'm inviting.
Who's that?
Steph Curry.
There you go.
First ever unanimous MVP in the NBA. And I'm told, I didn't see it, but I'm told 17 points in overtime last night to win.
He might be okay. He's good at basketball.
I would like to invite him.
Yes.
I don't think he's coming.
Yes, he's busy.
It's got lots going on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can weirdly sort of claim him as a sort of Canadian kid.
Yes.
Spent a couple years in Toronto? I mean, his dad played in Toronto.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a neat little story of him going to school, playing, like, middle school basketball in suburban Toronto.
Yes.
That's some Christian school.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, Steph Curry's my guy.
Well, I think in honor of that and kind of staying there, I'm going to invite Michael Dickerson.
Oh.
Who is one of the Happy Grizzlies.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, just lives south of the border.
Yeah, he's popped up from time to time.
Helps out at UBC from time to time. So yeah, he always seemed like a good dude.
Yeah, seemed like he was happy to be here. So since you got me thinking Grizzlies for the first time in 20, I had shares in season tickets at one point because I thought it was going to be a big, you know, big investment. Oops. Fortunately, not the worst investment I've ever made.
Fortunately, not.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, not. Oh, okay.
Yes.
What was the worst?
I don't even want to get into it since my wife also listens.
It was not, but not Howard the Duck and not the swim spa.
No.
Love it. Pool spa, swim spa. What are we calling it these days?
Swim spa.
Swim spa.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
That was exciting.
It was a good one. He is at Steve Yeun on Twitter. I'm at Rising Action. Of course, you can find us.
I wouldn't tweet me today because I'm cranky.
Yeah, well, you know. It's certainly not about parking at the LEC.
Tweet at your own risk.
Search for Problem Sports in iTunes. Of course, problemsports.com/radio. All the links are in there. If you're subscribing some other way, listen to us on the website. Steve.
Yes.
See you next week.
Thanks so much.